Hey, Vicky, hold up.
Hey, what's going on?
I was wondering if you heard anything from the Judge during New Babylon.
No, nothing. It's been 2 days. I'm starting to get worried.
Starting? I've been worried about Judd for years.
You know what I mean.
Well, he wouldn't leave you hanging without a good reason.
I know. That's why I'm worried.
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 67, Stumbling in the Dark.
Judd, you want some more water?
No, I still have some here. Check with one of the others.
Matthias, anybody need some more water?
Thank you, no.
How much longer do you think we need to stay in this tunnel?
I don't know. They're monitoring the global community activity outside on that laptop. Hopefully Cheng Vong will alert us when it is safe.
Any chance I can use that laptop to get in touch with someone?
If we cannot risk revealing our position, any mistake could prove to be fatal.
Sitting here could be the mistake that proves to be fatal.
Yeah.
We must wait.
How much longer do you expect us to sit here in the dark? Yeah. This is intolerable!
You must all be patient. As soon as we receive word, we will leave.
Your people are getting restless.
Calm yourselves!
No! We're leaving now!
Yeah, this could be a problem.
Friends! Friends! You must not do this! You heard the explosions? How many of you did we help out of the rubble?
This is not wise, my friends.
But how long do you expect us to stay cooped up in this tunnel like rats? Ugh, the smell of the sewers is unbearable!
Come on, fella.
No! We're leaving now!
Someone better stop these guys.
There's too many for me and you.
Heinrich! Help me open this door!
Guys?
Fools.
Shh. It appears there's nobody here.
What did he say?
Looks like the coast is clear. That's fine with me.
Are you getting a little claustrophobic too?
Yeah, I'm afraid of the dark.
Good one. Come on.
Be careful. This could be a trap.
If it is, we have already fallen into it.
Yeah, it doesn't look like the whole house blew up.
The blast was set to explode outwards, towards the street.
Something we learned from Otto Weiser.
Gunther has been with our team since we left Germany.
Yeah, well, from the sounds of things, I should be glad you're on our side.
I am on the Lord's side. Watch out for that rubble.
Oh, thanks. Guess I wasn't watching where I was.
Get your hands in here! Now!
It was a trap.
Whoops.
Get against the wall! Find it! Secure their hands!
Ow! Yeah, you have to make it so tight?
Might I suggest you don't say anything for a while?
What's the point of staying silent? They're just gonna kill us anyway.
Well, you are a mouthy one, aren't you?
Judd.
You can kill us, but you're still not gonna win.
Now, you must be a Ben Judite.
I'm a Christian.
Oh, a Christian?
Every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Jesus Christ? Anyone seen a Jesus Christ lately?
Keep laughing. You will see him soon enough.
Oh, is he making a comeback sometime soon? Should I hold my breath?
Yeah, be my guest.
Yes. Maybe he'll come back again soon. Maybe he'll come back in the next, 5 minutes. Maybe he will come back in time to save your lives.
It doesn't matter if he saves our lives. He will return when he chooses to return.
Give us a minute and we can give you an exact date.
Will he come back before I shoot your friend?
Matthias!
Stay where you are. He may shoot me, but he will not stop us.
Perhaps. I will kill every one of you myself.
Your gun is pointed at me. I will not stop you.
You couldn't even if you wanted to.
My life does not belong to me. To live is Christ. To die is gain.
Maybe I won't kill you. Maybe we'll have the lot of you shipped to the island.
Yes.
To live is Christ.
Shut up! Do you hear me?
What's the matter? You sound nervous.
Platoon! Ready!
You can shoot us, but the rocks will cry out.
Check in! What's going on?
What's the matter? Nikolai forget to pay his power bill?
No. Everything's dark.
I can't see anything.
Judd, can you see me?
Yeah, it's darker, but I can still see you.
This is a judgment from God. Let's take advantage of it.
Time to go.
Stop them!
Hold on. I got something I gotta do.
Shoot them!
This is gonna hurt you. You plan to hurt me.
Whoa, a boot to the head. Hey, Jackie Chan, what comic book did you get that line from?
Take these.
What?
Wire cutters, cell phone, pistol. God. Get these restraints off everybody.
Do it, Bobby, run. We have no idea how long this will last.
Okay. Oh, this is crazy. I can't believe these people are so afraid of the dark.
Hold still and cut your cuffs off.
All right. Ah! Oh, that feels better.
From what I can tell, it's not just dark. It's total blackness. Yeah, those soldiers, they couldn't see anything back there.
Keep moving. Does anybody know what the Bible says about this?
In Revelations, it talks about darkness descending on the earth.
That's the understatement of the century.
Good to let me free your hands.
Thank you.
You still have a cell phone you caught from that soldier?
Yeah, why?
I'm gonna make a call on Carpathia's dime.
Oh, hang on, here she is now.
John!
Vic! Hey, how's it going?
Oh, better now. Where are you?
Still in New Babylon.
What was that?
It's the blackout. People are going nuts.
What blackout?
You got daylight?
Well, no. Moonlight, though, and stars.
Oh, yeah. Dark time. Must just be in New Babylon. Believers can see. Everybody else is completely lost.
Oh, sounds like a great time for you to get out of there.
Yeah. Listen, some of the guys here want to take advantage of this and rescue some of the believers in the execution centers.
Of course they do.
We're going to be fine, Vic, okay? They can't see us.
We don't know how long this is going to last.
Yeah, that was Gunther's point, too.
Who's Gunther? Judd, what is going on?
I gotta go, babe. I love you.
You better.
Check it out, you guys. This car will work.
As soon as we relieve it of its owner.
That's a global community vehicle. It has no owner.
Then we will relieve it of its occupant.
Come on, fellas. We need to get on the stick here. The GC may decide to kill its prisoners before we get to the facility.
We better make this good.
Who's there?
Relax, soldier. It's Commander... Maddox.
I don't know you. I can't see you.
I know. I'm afraid we have to commandeer your vehicle.
What about me? You can't leave me here.
You will do what the commander tells you. Then he tells you.
The darkness.
Don't tell me you're afraid of the dark.
No, sir.
Soldier, you will remain here until we return with your vehicle. Is that understood?
Yes, sir.
And we need your radio, too.
Yes, sir. Here, sir. Here, you. Where are you?
Over here, soldier.
Stop playing games, General. We have a deadline to keep.
Soldier?
Yes, sir.
As you were!
Wes, something tells me you were enjoying that way too much.
Yeah, I'll take any chance I get to stick it to those GC thugs.
Good. Where we're going, you will have that opportunity.
Where's that?
There is a GC holding facility where prisoners...
Mostly Jewish.
...are processed for their trip to the concentration camps.
So it's not just believers we'll be rescuing, it's Jews as well?
Correct. Some of them have not yet made their decision. They will have neither the Mark of Christ or Carpathia.
Sounds like a worthy cause. So what's the plan?
What do you mean, keep control? It took me 20 minutes to find the phone just to call you. Insubordinate? I can't see anything. Nobody can. It's a complete blackout. I mean, I can hear radios, I can hear machines, so we have power. Nobody can see anything, though. Yeah? Well, you can relieve me of command when you can see your way to get down here.
I do hope that wasn't a superior, Lieutenant.
Only in the chain of command. Hey, how did you know my rank?
We're looking at your insignia.
You can see?
Thanks to the implants command grade officers have been issued, we can see just fine.
Command grade? Why don't I have them yet?
You'll need to put in a requisition for them.
How am I...
We do not have time for this, Lieutenant. We are here to pick up the prisoners.
Prisoners? What prisoners?
Consider it a favor. You have no way of keeping track of them right now, do you?
Well, they are locked up.
Are you sure?
Here are the transfer papers.
Are those signed?
Lieutenant!
Sorry. Okay.
If you will unlock the door, we will collect the prisoners ourselves.
Okay, let me find that button.
To your right.
Okay.
Your other right.
Sorry, it's chaos around here. Got it. On the door?
I think we can find our way from here.
Who's there? Can you help us?
Whoever it is can't help you any more than you can help yourself.
Are there any Judahites here?
We're over here.
Judd, Veston, go get them.
Yes, get them out of here. Take them to the island.
What about you? Do you want to stay here?
Stay, leave. What difference does it make?
Gunt, Maddox, get this door open too.
Fine, I'll come with you. I've given up on my Messiah ever returning anyway.
Maybe we can help you meet him.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Okay, we're all set.
All right. Everybody takes the hand of the person in front of you. Viva leads the way out.
Let's go, boys. Our fate is awaiting us.
You have no idea.
How far are you going to make us march?
If you're going to kill us, just get it done now and spare my feet.
Everybody stop!
Oh, now I've done it.
We should probably tell you, those of you who can't see us, we're not global community officers.
You're all free to go, but we do have a safe house where you're all welcome.
It will be a bit crowded.
Yes, but you're still welcome.
Wait a minute. If you aren't GC officers, how can you see so well? Who are you?
We're Christians.
Christians? Judahites?
We prefer Christians.
Look out! Who's shooting at us?
They can't see us. God has blinded them.
He's blinded me too.
Stay down!
Absolutely, I will stay down.
They'll get tired of shooting at nothing soon enough.
Ah! You Christian, tell me why you think Jesus was the Messiah.
Right here, now?
You have something better to do while we wait.
Wow, where do I start? All right. In Genesis, God curses the serpent and says that the descendant of Eve will crush the serpent's head. Jesus won that victory on the cross.
I need more than that.
In Isaiah, it says that a virgin will conceive and give birth to a son. Mary, Jesus' mother, was a virgin.
I've heard all this before. These are things you cannot prove. They are legend.
Look, belief requires a certain amount of faith.
I believe Jesus was a good teacher, but he never claimed to be the Messiah, did he?
He said God was his father. That's why the Jewish leaders wanted him killed. He said, I existed before Abraham was born, which is how God described himself to Moses.
But did he ever actually say that he was the Messiah?
John the Baptist sent someone to ask that very question, something like, John wants to know if you're the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?
And what did Jesus say?
He said, I'm going from memory here, something like, go back and tell John that the blind can see, the lame can walk, the deaf can hear, and the good news
is preached to the poor. That's Isaiah 61.
Yeah.
The spirit of the sovereign Lord is upon me because the Lord has appointed me to bring good news to the poor.
Wow, you know your scripture.
I studied for years.
He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to announce the captives will be released and the prisoners will be freed. That's what he did for you today, Zavi. All right, looks like there's a lull in the shooting. Let me find the others, see what they want to do.
I will be here.
I'll be right back.
Judd, everybody over there safe?
We're having a nice little foxhole chat.
We need to get moving. Is he coming with us?
Probably depends on where we're going.
There is another safe house we use. It is further from the center of New Babylon.
All right, if I were a betting man, I'd say he's coming.
Go get him. We leave as soon as you're back.
All right. Always running, never getting to relax.
I am ready.
Good. We need to hook up with the others.
No, I am ready to accept Jesus as my Messiah.
You are?
Don't be so shocked. I have to admit to you, I spent quite a bit of time on Zion Ben Judah's website before I was arrested. When I read it, it seemed to be abstract information. Something about the way you and your friends behave makes it real.
No reason to wait. You can pray right here.
Then that is what I will do.
Well, I'm really excited to hear God's using you. I just wish you wouldn't take so many chances. We were supposed to get married tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm not nuts about the change of plans either.
Well, how soon do you think you'll be in Petra?
No way to say. We don't have an airplane right now.
Great.
Don't be mad, Vic. This isn't how I wanted it to be either. Right now, we just need to do what we can. I mean, don't you think God put me in New Babylon at this time so I could help rescue some of these people while the lights are out?
And, you know, sometimes I get the feeling we think we're more valuable to God than we really are. I mean, he could do all this on his own.
Okay, he lets us help, all right? But Christians have already used the darkness here to trash execution facilities and save people's lives.
But New Babylon isn't going to last much longer. I just want you out of there before God takes out the entire city.
Vicky, we'll be out of here soon. I promise. Still love me?
I still talking to you?
Get everything squared away with the little missus?
As squared away as they're gonna get. Why, what are you guys cooking up?
Zavi here was telling us something interesting.
One of my cellmates worked at the Chenor Suites and Conference Center.
Wow, pretty upscale job for someone without Carpathia's mark.
He went unnoticed for a very long time while he was living in a boiler room.
Tell him the other part.
Every Tuesday morning, Carpathia's highest-ranking officers meet in the Tigris room.
Tuesday? Tomorrow?
If we can get in there without being seen, which should not be a problem, we can cause major disruptions to their chain of command.
Or find out what their plans are.
Well, boys, I don't see any reason why we can't sit in on their little meeting tomorrow.
Who's out there? Who is that?
You want to answer him?
Probably not worth
Who
it.
Who is that?
Stop this foolishness. Let's get inside the hotel.
Do you know where the Tigris room is?
How hard could it be to find? There will be a dozen global community officers filling the vaults looking for the door.
What should we do once we get inside?
The officers all carry cell phones. Very high tech and very important. First, I want you to collect all of them.
Without them knowing?
Many of them will set them on the table. Remember, they can't see anything.
Right, right. Anything else?
Make note of who is there and what they say.
Roger that.
And whatever you do, don't make a sound. Now, let's find the Tigris room.
Gentlemen, let's get this meeting going.
Yes, sir.
I'm sure we'd all rather be somewhere where we can see what we're doing.
Yes, Potentate Carpathia won't be present.
I have just come from a rather interesting meeting with the Potentate.
Interesting? In what way?
He made it clear that insubordination will not be tolerated.
Now that's understood, is it not?
The Potentate wanted even those in the highest level of leadership to know that they are not above capital punishment.
Well, that doesn't sound good.
I am only glad I was not able to see better. What I did see was troubling enough.
Someone said he ripped a man's heart out of his chest with his bare hands.
Folks, we are not here to discuss another meeting. We are here to have our own.
General, can you give us any update on the situation?
As I mentioned, there is a limited field of vision in proximity to the Potentate. It appears his presence actually provides a glow.
And is it true that the blackout is limited only to New Babylon?
What? Excuse me.
I'm sorry, sir?
No, nothing. Somebody bumped into me over... Who is that? All right. The question is what?
Is the problem local?
As far as we know, New Babylon is the only area affected by this blackout. Other regions and countries have reported no loss of light.
Is the glow around the Potentate enough to illuminate the entire city?
Only about 3 feet. But it is comforting to know that he has the situation under control.
And does anyone at the palace know what is causing this?
It may be a side effect of the heat wave or some other electromagnetic problem. These things happen. The Potentate assures us it will pass quickly.
Is the Potentate aware of the suicides or the trouble we're having simply doing our jobs?
The Potentate assures us he is aware of everything, General.
With all due respect, the citizens and the military are in a lot of pain. Some from the blackout, some from the heat wave.
I understand your concerns, and believe me, everyone at the palace is doing their best to provide relief.
Thank you, sir.
Of more immediate concern is the island facility. Now, as you know, the Potentate has considered closing it, and now he is anxious about the prisoners there.
Anxious in what respect?
The island is the only camp for Jews in the blacked-out area. The Potentate suggests we accelerate the extermination plans for all prisoners immediately.
Sounds like we have more work to do. How do you propose we do that? We can't even see the prisoners to execute them.
The Potentate has left it to us to find a way. Shoot them, burn them. The Potentate doesn't care how we do it, just so long as we get it done. Now, let me see if I can contact the island.
I'd say it's time to cut the lines of communication.
That's strange.
What's that, sir?
I just used this phone a few moments ago, and now it's dead.
Well, would you like to borrow my mobile, sir?
Thank you. No, I'll use mine. If I can find it.
Who's got my mobile phone?
Oh. Mine is missing too, sir.
Time to go.
Right behind you.
That'll leave him guessing for a while.
Well, these guys trust each other. I got a feeling it'll go to fisticuffs before too much longer.
It's getting ugly in there.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
What do you have there, Gunther? I grabbed General Showalter's briefcase. I'm guessing he has all the info on the island that we need.
Yeah, we were thinking that it might be a good idea to get some of those people out of there. Yeah,
before Carpathia starts killing them wholesale.
Hey, can you hear me better now?
Looks like we missed one.
Who said that?
He did. Smile! Nice!
Thank you.
I got the phone.
Let's go.
Come back here.
The island is exactly that. An island in the Euphrates River.
According to these reports from the General's briefcase, it is a highly restricted and well-guarded facility.
Great. How do we get in?
Well, first we need to avoid the razor wire at the river's edge.
Check.
Then we need to get past the mines planted in the ground surrounding it.
Okay.
Then we need to get over the new electrical fence perimeter that was just installed.
Yeah.
And after that, it's just a matter of getting inside the 14-foot thick, 28-foot tall wall that surrounds the prison, finding the prisoners, and getting out the same way we came in.
Well, all right.
Sounds like fun.
Does anyone have any ideas?
Well, based on what you just told us, I'd say by water is not an option.
All I can think of is doing what we did at the holding facility, walking in the front door.
How long will this plague of darkness last?
I don't know.
How many people do you expect to rescue from the island?
I don't know.
Your answers are not comforting.
Look, I can't help that. All I do know is that the GC is going to kill a whole bunch of people real soon unless we get over there and rescue them.
You're right. We do need to hurry.
Remember, these prisoners are already marked for death. The guards will not hesitate to shoot to kill.
Right. And on that note... All right, when we get to the island, who's gonna be who?
We'll have to play some of this by ear, as you Americans say.
We also need to take care of the defenses. The guards are bound to get suspicious when hundreds of men walk out through the front gate.
Hundreds?
I wasn't counting on that many either. They won't all fit in the car.
It's time to get rid of this GC car anyways.
Yeah, well, I'm better with technical stuff. Judd's better with people.
I will help Judd get the men together. Weston, we'll find and shut off the electrical defenses. Gunther, you will need to do something with the guards.
Fine. They're here.
Oh, man. I can't believe we're about to do this.
This may be one of the most daring rescues in the history of mankind.
Yeah, or it may be the most harebrained idea we ever came up with.
Well, we'll know in a moment. Let's go.
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye and adapted by Darby Kern. To find out more, check out leftbehind.com. And for information on the dramatic audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This Left Behind dramatic audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.